for me, books and rhymes are the basis of every human's life. Books are what takes us through life, takes us to the greatest of places, gives us power and knowledge. And rhymes are the basis of our childhood, where you are told to learn Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or Ba Ba Black Sheep or any of those things to be able to speak properly. And so I thought it would be creative for me to use the album to sensitize the continent to gravitate towards schooling themselves.
Now, you have a huge fan base across West Africa, and that's because you sing and you rap in the Ewe language of the people of the Volta region of Ghana. And it's a language spoken in Togo and Benin and a few other countries in the sub-region as well. And you've been trying to promote literacy for people to be able to read and write in their local dialect.
It's of very key importance to me for very basic reasons. I lost my mom and dad at a very early age, and I think that the only thing that kept me going was the education and the upbringing they left me with. So for me, it's quite important to impact to every person who is coming, who is a young part of our generation, more of what they can take with them through life, which is educating themselves than any other thing. So I just feel it's the right calling for me to use every platform to try to tell people that every other thing is timeless and less knowledge that you get into your head, which can take you places. So it's quite paramount that everybody does that and try to acquire knowledge on their journey of life.
And that's an interesting fact I've just learned about you, Adam, the fact that you lost parents at a rather early or young age. So who looked after you after they passed?
I lost my mom when I was in junior high. That's around 2001. And then I lost my dad 3 years later when I was in senior high, that's 2003, just before we went into our final exams. And so my sister had to be a mom and a dad to me, try to work extra time to just look out for me until I came out in 2009.
Let's talk about your language of choice for you when you rap and you sing, which is the Ewe language. Some might say it might come across as a bit limiting. I mean, why do you choose to rap in Ewe?
When somebody speaks English so well, but they get angry, they might start speaking in their mother tongue, because subliminally, that is what comes to them naturally. And for me, even though it's a talent, for me to carry it across properly, it has to be selling my sub-region and where I'm coming from.
And you try to sell a message in rhyme. How difficult is that, Adam?
It's very difficult. One, you have to be able to do it so well you can kick away the stigma of people saying it cannot stand the test of time. People don't have to speak your language to connect to the emotions in the music. And so every time I try to make sure I put my emotions in the music.
There's one amongst others, I believe, on your upcoming album, and it's called The One. Let me get you to give us a line that you do in this song, The One.
All right, so the opening line of the song is, "The flow insane, revolutionary, Che Guevara. I get too many stars, but you go ask your area barber. Most underrated, but we stay up on top. Salif Keita, stay undefeated, undisputed. I'm Floyd Mayweather."
And then there's an Ewe line as well. Can I indulge you in delivering one for us?
Yes.
Them be shooting stars, them go past quick. Give me shortcut to call it boo. The boy too sick, you know. Yes. All of them were retired. Yeah. Them know we raise the bar. Them see we set the fire. Yeah. So we'll let them see us fall.
I'll be the savior of the game. I'm the only one. When nobody there but me, I'm the chosen one. I go to see the throne to the day.